Almighty God, our ever-loving Father, we thank you that your love and forgiveness for us means that through the death of Jesus and his resurrection, we are able to have a deep relationship with you. In this time of uncertainty, with no clear way ahead for the world out of the pandemic, we turn to you with grateful thanks, knowing that your love for us is unfailing, and that you are in control of every aspect of our lives. We have faith that you will have a plan both for the world and for each and every one of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray that we may learn to trust you more with even the smallest worries, particularly at this time of fear and anxiety. May our faith grow and deepen through these uncertain times, as you show us your continued love, help, and guidance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this time of social distancing, we've been reminded of our need for relationships and companionship. We thank you for our friends and families, and that through the miracles of the internet, we are able to keep in touch and continue to share our lives with them. We pray for their health and safety at this time, and that they may also come to know you better. And today we give you thanks for the safe arrival of grandchildren to the Jansons and the Wingfield Digbys. We also pray for the community in Verbier, with many restrictions now being lifted. And we pray especially for the young seasonaires who've been living with great worries, loss of jobs, rent to pay, and facing an uncertain future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that we are able to worship together tonight through this wonderful modern technology and to learn more about you and your love for us. We pray for your church throughout the world, from every race, tradition, and culture, meeting today in unity to worship you. May all church leaders show the way forward, demonstrating their love for you and trust in you, and their dependence on your wisdom and guidance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Father God, we pray for the leaders of the world as they struggle with the right decisions as to how to restore our lives to some sort of normality. May these decisions not be made for the wrong motives, but with wisdom and concern for the welfare of all people. We pray that lessons will have been learned throughout this crisis, and that each of us will now have new priorities and be more caring both for others and for our planet in the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear God, we pray for all those who are suffering at this time, both from the virus and from other illnesses. May they always trust you and receive your peace, comfort, and hope. We remember especially those known to us, and in a short time of silence, we will pray for those. We also pray for those who have died in recent weeks, again, both from the virus and other causes. We do ask for comfort for those who mourn the loss of their loved ones and for an increasing knowledge of your loving presence with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, let us all take strength from the encouraging words in Paul's letter to the Philippians that equally apply to us now. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, bring your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Ed, I think I need the order of service. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.